Well, it's cold outside, but it's warm in the Tyson Event Center as we get set for single elimination contests. The first round of single elimination play this morning, the Dort College Defenders taking on the Wayland Baptist Pioneers for the right to move on to the quarterfinal round and face the Masters later on this evening at the NAIA National Championship in Volleyball played at the Tyson Event Center. Good morning, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the concourse level above the courts. Here at the Tyson Event Center, we are on court number two, or what was the middle of the two courts. They've picked up court number three, and they'll play side by side, two matches at a time, from now until the championship match tomorrow evening. The Dort College Defenders got here by virtue of a win last night over Indiana Wesleyan, 3-1. Wayland Baptist, not nearly as dramatic. They came out of their pool with two victories over Vanguard and Northwestern. That wrapped up the championship, and then they were able to finish off an undefeated run through pool play by defeating Spring Hill. That's a team out of Alabama, 3-1 last night. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at this Wayland Baptist team. What Dort College will have to do to be successful, it's not that complicated. It's just a matter of if they can get it done. We'll take a look at that right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, I'll be honest, last night and today felt like I was back in college studying for an exam that I'd put off as a short turnaround from last night's win over Indiana Wesleyan for the Dort College Defenders to prepare for their contest with Wayland Baptist. Here's your crash course on Wayland Baptist as we cram the information in. The Pioneers are 34-6 entering the bracketed portion of the NAI Volleyball National Championship. They've won five matches in a row since a Sooner Athletic Conference tournament loss to Oklahoma Baptist. Jim Giacomazzi's team went 3-0 in pool play, winning the Pool E title with wins over Vanguard, Northwestern, and Spring Hill. The only match of the three to be decided in more than three sets was the Spring Hill contest last night after Wayland Baptist had wrapped up the pool title. Wayland Baptist losses include three in league play or conference tournament play to national qualifier Oklahoma Baptist. Here's the oddity of the national tournament or the NAI National Championship as things play out. Oklahoma Baptist did not make it into the final field of 12 teams. They also have non-conference losses to Vanguard, the Masters, and Texas Permian Basin. Vanguard and the Masters also in the national championship field. The Masters earned a bye into the quarterfinal round. That is, oddly enough, the team that this winner will face tonight at 5:45. Shahala Hawkins is good for 3 kills per set with a 3.64 kill efficiency. Gracia Rivera's kill average is a team-high 3.3. She gets to 3.6 digs. If you're going to have success against this Wayland Baptist team, I believe you need to stop those two players or somehow contain them. Chelsea Driscoll and Claire Jacobsma average 2.1 and 2.0 kills respectively. Ashley Westerman runs the setter position and puts up 9.8 assists per set and has 18 service aces. Mercedes Torres is good for 3.5 digs. Hawkins leads the team with 1.3 blocks per outing. For the Dort College Defenders, obviously a little more familiar with them. All I had to do was brush up some numbers. They're 25-8, 12-4 in the GPAC. Dort's losses in the league were to Northwestern twice, Hastings, and Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College's other losses came to Viterbo and Tabor in five sets each, and Northwestern in the semifinal round of the GPAC tournament, and they lost to Biola here at the national championship in pool play. Dort College averages 13.45 kills per set with a 288 kill efficiency. And they also register 1.38 points per set off of service aces. They get to 15.7 digs, and they record 2.1 blocks per set. Opponents are hitting 183 against the Defenders. They average 12.1 kills. Brooke Walterstorff averages a team-high 3.0 kills, and she gets to 2.5 digs with 36 service aces through pool play. Jen Horstman's averages 2.9%. That's kills per set. Lindsay Fallone has 2.6. She also gets to 1.1 block per set. Megan Krausman's kill average is 1.9. Elizabeth Keels is 1.6. Kayla Brookice is good for 5 digs and also has 27 service aces this season. Selene Hahn has 33 service aces. Kayla Gasink runs the setter spot for the Defenders. She was awfully good down the stretch last night. 10.4 assists, 2.3 digs, 16 service aces, and she also dumps in 1.1 kills per set. This is Dort's 10th berth in the national field. It's first since 2010. and his first trip out of pool play since a run to the Final Four, or the semifinal round, if you're in NAIA volleyball play. The previous terminology not allowed, but the semifinal round of the volleyball field. And that was back in 2003. Door College was number 15 in the final NAIA coaches poll. Wayland Baptist, a little bit of a surprise. They were number 19 in the final postseason balloting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses across northwest Iowa. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. The rest of tournament play today, bracketed play, includes Northwestern and Midland renewing their rivalry over on the other court. They've played some dandies through this season. Northwestern holds a 2-1 edge in that in their play. Midland got Northwestern in the GPAC championship match. And they are playing for the right to move on in quarterfinal round play. The winner of that match gets the monster that is Texas at Brownsville. Texas at Brownsville, as good as they come, undefeated and rolling through the tournament field thus far. They went 3-0 in pool play, and quite honestly, were never pushed. I had the opportunity to watch all three of their matches. The field is chasing Texas at Brownsville, and Northwestern or Midland will get them in the next round. This Dort College Wayland Baptist winner will face the Masters. Grandview will face Georgetown in match number two, and Columbia will battle Madonna. That's a school out of Michigan. Texas at Brownsville, the Masters, Biola, and Concordia of California all earn first-round byes to the quarterfinal round this evening. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with volleyball play from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We're going through the introductions of the teams over on court number one, Northwestern and Midland. Dort College and Wayland Baptist set to go through their introduction paces as well. Here are the players you'll be hearing about. First of all, for the Wayland Baptist Pioneers and Coach Jim Kamatsi. Number one is Mercedes Torres, a 5'5 freshman. She averages 3.5 digs per set. Shahala Hawkins is a 6-foot sophomore, 3.0 kills. She also has 26 ace serves this season. She wears number three. Ashlyn Westerman is a 5'10 junior, averaging 9.8 assists and 2.2 digs. She is obviously the setter for the Wayland Baptist Pioneers. Emily Welch is a 5'7 sophomore, averages 2.5 digs, has 27 ace serves. Claire Jacobsman is a 6'1 senior, averaging 2 kills per contest. She wears number 9. Chelsea Driscoll is a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 2.1 kills with 1.0 blocks. Kat Weichman is a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 1.6 digs per contest. Number 13 is Cindy Horn, averaging 1.6 kills. She's a 5'8 freshman. Number 15 is Grecia Rivera. She's a 5'7 senior. She plays all the way around, averaging 3.3 kills and 3.6 digs. And Natasha Giacomazzi is a 5'5 senior, averaging 2.3 digs per outing for Wayland Baptist. For the Dort College defenders, you'll hear about Kayla Gasink, a 5'9 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 2.3 digs, 1.1 kills, and she runs the offense with a 10.4 assists average. Lindsay Flowen wears number 4. She is a 6-foot senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 2.7 kills and 1.1 blocks per outing. Number 5 is Kayla Brookhise, a 5'9 senior, averaging 5.1 digs. She also has 26 ace serves this year. Number 6 is Jocelyn Bosma, a 5'7 senior with 28 ace serves and a 1.7 digs per set average. Number 12 is Siri Nelson, a 5'5 junior with 17 service aces. Number 13 is Jenna Horstman. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 2.9 kills per set. Number 15 is Brooke Walthersdorf. She's a 5'11 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa. She averages 3.1 kills and has over 38 serves this season. Number 18 is Megan Krausman, a 5'10 sophomore from Grundy Center, Iowa, coming off what was quite possibly her best match of the season. She is averaging 1.9 kills per set. Number 19, Selene Hahn, a 5'6 sophomore from Tinley Park, Illinois. She's was the team leader with Service Aces at 33 entering play this week. And I believe Brooke Walterstorff has passed her in the process of play this week. And number 25 is Elizabeth Keel, a 6-foot freshman from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 1.6 kills per set. Dort College is coached by Chad Hansen. The defenders enter play today 28-8 overall, and they were rated number 15 in the final poll by the NAIA. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Docker and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Back with First Serve right after this. We are just about set for the first serve of today's volleyball match. The winner advances to the quarterfinal round, the round of eight, here at the NAIA National Championship event at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. It's day number four. Half of the field has been eliminated. We started with 24 teams at the beginning of the week, and through pool play, 12 of the 24 teams were sent home. Talking about Oklahoma Baptist, that is a team that beat this Wayland Baptist team three times this season. Talked about the oddity that they did not make it out of pool play. And through the course of taking a look at their contest, they played Midland in what amounted to an elimination match last night. And Midland came away with victory, 3-2. Selene Hahn to serve for the Dort College defenders. Dort College in their black jerseys this morning. Wayland Baptist in their white jerseys. Taken by Wayland Baptist. Throw it outside. Swing and a block put up by the defenders. Unable to close it, though. And Shahala Hawkins has her first kill of the day. Dort College will need to close that block and control Hawkins. Hawkins, 3.0 kills per set. She had a big night last night. She was nearly unstoppable in the match last evening. Serve taken by the defenders. Brooke Ice gets it right side over to Gasing. Gasing to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the slide to the right, unable to put it away. Here comes Wayland Baptist, unable to put it down. Again, they'll set outside to Rivera. Rivera off high hand, saved by Brooke Ice. Get it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it. One-arm stab, saved by Walterstorff. Throws it over to Bausma. Bausma tosses it over. Set back over to Rivera. Rivera through the block, and a kill for Rivera. It's 2-0. 2-0 our score. Rivera is not terribly tall. She's actually listed 5'7", so she's not as imposing as some of the outside hitters you will see here at the National Championship. Serve taken middle back by Siri Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes over to Horseman. Horseman off high hand, saved by Wayland. Set right side and punched over the net and to the back line. Well, the roll shot is Claire Jacobsma. Jacobsma, a right side hitter, and Wayland Baptist out of the chute quickly with a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. Set number one, serving again, is Ashlyn Westerman. She's the setter, so that means there are three attackers for Wayland Baptist. Set, slide, right side, Walterstorff kill. Brooke Walterstorff with her first kill this evening, or this morning, I should say. The days all run together. You can see a little bit of daylight here in the Tyson Event Center, but kind of lose all track of time. But it's morning. Gasing serve floated over, controlled by Wayland Baptist. Set goes middle. Unable to put it down was Hawkins. Dort College digs it back up and over. Here comes Wayland Baptist again. That was Krausman who got the dig initially, and now Wayland Baptist attacking from the outside. Rivera with another kill. She's got two. Rivera with her second kill today already, and the North College defenders trail 4-1. Got to shake the cobwebs out. You got to get back at it after that emotional win last night over Indiana Wesleyan. Short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Walterstorff. She sets it left side over to Horseman. Horseman dug up by Waylon Baptist. Passed over the net. Brookice with a one-arm stab. Pushed over the net by Keel with a left hand. Here comes Waylon Baptist. Big swing out of the middle. That time by Hawkins. Unable to put it down. This time they'll throw it over to Jacobsman. Jacobsman with a left-hander. Hooks it wide and out of bounds. An attack error by Jacobsma. Claire Jacobsma, a 6-1 right side hitter. She could be a matchup problem as well. Those left-handers with a distinct advantage on the outside. Hawkins with a kill out of the middle. Shehala Hawkins with her second kill. And Waylon Baptist has taken a 5-2 lead. 5-2 our score. Serving for Waylon Baptist is Kat Weichman. Weichman with service. And Weichman will line it up, and 5'8 sophomore sends it over. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Actually, no slide that time. They just threw it up high to Horseman, and Horseman knocks it down. York College trails 5-3. Serving for the defenders will be Brookice. York College needs a little run. Trail by 2. Both teams just a little bit sluggish this morning. This is the earliest start of any of the matches. Over the top of the block, saved by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Flohn. Sets left side over to Krausman. Roll shot. Controlled by Waylon Baptist. Set comes back over to Jacobson. Across court, dug by Walterstorff, but we have a player in the net. Net violation called on the defenders. Jacobson will get credit for the kill. Jacobson, with her second kill, makes it 6-3. Waylon Baptist in front. Giacomazzi with service. Giacomazzi serve taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it left side over to Krausman. Krausman through the block. Controlled by Waylon Baptist. They'll attack out of the middle. Block put up by Flohn. Flohn gets the block put up on Chelsea Driscoll. Point, North College. So Flohn registers the block. North College has service. Jocelyn Balsma with serve. I'm seated on the end line behind the seating area for the fans. Right behind the North College fans once again. Blocked at the net. Waylon Baptist reloads. Set comes back right side. Dug by Bausman. Got it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Tough angle. Gets it around the block. Waylon Baptist on the attack. Over the top of the block. That was Horn. Horn unable to put it away. North College attacking. Tipped over the net by Flohn. Controlled by Waylon. Comes back to Horn. Horn around the block and the kill. Well, that's Driscoll. Beg your pardon. Driscoll gets that kill. And Waylon Baptist leads 7-4 in set number one. Serving is Emily Welch. Welch with service. Waylon Baptist in control early on. And the serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the dump and the kill. Kayla Gasing for their first kill tonight. Today, I should say, North College. Trails 7-5. Siri Nelson with service. Siri Nelson with the serve. Controlled by Waylon Baptist. They'll attack. Set goes outside. Big swing and a kill by Grecia Rivera. Rivera with another kill. She's got 3. And Waylon has opened up an 8-5 advantage. 8-5 our score, set number one. Serving is the libero, Torres. Torres serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing nothing to do with it but try to dump it over. It's blocked back at her by Hawkins. Pushed over the net by Flohn. Here comes Wayland. Hawkins off high hand. Saved by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side. It comes Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the block. Saved by Waylon Baptist. Now dug up and over and out of bounds. Last touched by Giacomazzi. Point North College. Well, it looks like a pretty even matchup in terms of athleticism. Waylon Baptist might have a little more overall size than the defenders have. Hahn serve, controlled by Waylon Baptist. Set comes right side down the line, and the kill put down by Rivera. Rivera with 4 kills already. She came in averaging 3.3 kills per contest. Rivera with the kill. Checking into the match is Brookice for the defenders. Serving as Westerman for Waylon Baptist. The Pioneers, hailing out of the Sooner Athletic Conference. Serve taken by North College. Walterstorff with the swing. Dug up and over by Waylon Baptist. Walterstorff will now set Horseman, and Horseman, tough angle, can't get to it. And Wayland has opened up a 10-6 lead. 10-6 our score. Not much that Horseman could do with that one. And Wayland Baptist in the driver's seat early, set number one. Serve taken by Westerman, controlled by Dort College. Gasings throws it right side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off of the block, saved by Wayland Baptist. Pushed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Brookice Gasing shoots it out wide. Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Point, Wayland Baptist. Wayland with a block. It's 11-6. Early impressions, Wayland Baptist as good as advertised at the net, where they get nearly three blocks per set. And against Northwestern, they scrapped for every point and didn't allow Northwestern much of a run. Horseman cross court, dug up and over and out of bounds by Wayland Baptist off the attack by Horseman. And the Dort College defenders trail at 11-7. Need a couple points in a row now for Dort College. Kayla Gasink has service, the junior from Sioux Center, serving with her team down 11-7. Gasink served down the line. Taken by Wayland Baptist and unable to get a clean pass is Emily Welch, and Gasink has an ace serve. The ace for Gasink. And Gasink will go to the same spot. Taken again by Wayland Baptist. This time they get the set up to the middle to Hawkins. Here comes Gasink, left side of Horseman. Horseman roll shot controlled by Wayland Baptist. Wayland on the attack. Jacobsma through the block, controlled by the defenders. Keel tries to go down the line and unable to keep it in play. That one sliced from left to right on her attack from the right side and ends up wide and out of bounds. The attack error gives Wayland the point. They lead 12-8. So an attack error by Keel. Grecia Rivera with service. Rivera's short serve taken by Keel, gets it over to Gasing, comes back middle, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a kill. Walt with a kill out of the middle. Dort College hanging around, trailing 12-9. At some point, you've got to put a run together, though. Waltersdorf with service. Waltersdorf serves short, taken by Wayland Baptist. Hawkins. Hawkins with a kill out of the middle. Shehala Hawkins with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders trail early, 13-9. We approach the midpoint of set number one. Set number one, Wayland leading. Last night against Spring Hill, Dort College attacking. Set comes back over to Keel. Keel off of the block, controlled by the defender. Set right side of Horseman. Horseman through the block. Hits it on the line, and the kill. That one just barely caught the line. A line judge ruling that it was a kill for the defenders. And the Dort College defenders trail 13-10. Last night, Hawkins had 25 kills in the four-set win over Spring Hill. Rivera had 20. Set right side over to Rivera. Rivera with a kill. I beg your pardon, that was Cindy Horn. Horn comes through with her first kill of the day. Dort College trails 14-10. Giacomazzi with service. Giacomazzi. Serve to the back line, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink left side it comes, Krausman. Krausman with a swing, dug up and over, Waltersdorf with it. Gets it back to Gasink. Gasink comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Flohn registers the kill, and the Dort College defenders just trying to hang around and put a run together at some point, trailing 14-11. For Lindsay Flohn, I believe that's kill number two. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma, taken by Wayland Baptist. Overhand saved by Brookice off high hands. Comes back for the Krausman. Krausman tips it off of the tape. Controlled by Wayland Baptist. Wayland Baptist on the attack. Through the block. Controlled by Waltersdorf. Back it comes over to Flohn. Flohn with a tip and the kill. Flohn with the tip. Registers her third kill. And the defenders trail 14-12. 14-12 our score. Bausma serving. Bausma jump serve controlled by Wayland Baptist. They're unable to put it away. Now the tip to the sideline by Flohn, and Flohn just hits it wide on the tip attempt. Had the right idea, had an open court, but was unable to put it down. And Wayland Baptist withstands that Dort College run. Dort College picks up a point in the run. They trail by three, 15-12. So an attack error gives Wayland Baptist the point. Wayland Baptist now with service, Emily Welch. Welch will serve from the right-hand side of the service area. taken by Brookhice, gets it over to Bausma. Bausma throws it up towards the net to Walterstor, pops it over the block, controlled by Witham Baptist. Quick attack, dug by Horseman, joust at the net. Punch to the back line and a kill for Chelsea Driscoll. Back-to-back points for Witham Baptist. And the Pioneers have taken a 16-12 advantage. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Witham Baptist 16-12 in set number one. For Dort College, they made a charge back. Got down to a two-point difference. But Witham Baptist responding with a two-point run of their own, and now Dort College back to where they started from, down four. Walterstorff gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, middle it goes to Krausman. Krausman unable to get a clean swing off of the quick attack. And coming back with a kill is Rivera. Rivera with her fifth kill. Witham Baptist leads 17-12. And now it becomes a difficult climb for the defenders. Five-point cushion. Witham Baptist in a position where they can play side-out volleyball. Emily Welch with service. She flat puts it over, taken by Dort College. Walterstorff Gasing, slide right side, flown. Flown off high, hands kill. Bounced it off the top of the block, and then it ends up near the seating area on the far side of the court. For Flown, that is her fourth kill. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson floater, controlled by Witham Baptist. Set goes outside, tipped by Rivera, unable to put it down. Dort College attacking, set Walterstorff. Walterstorff dug by Witham Baptist. Welch gets it over to Rivera. Rivera blocked at the net. Gasing and Flown put the block up. Dort College trails 17-14. Rivera gets blocked at the net. Dort College back to within three. Over on the other floor, Northwestern leads Midland 19-12 in set number one. Wayland on the attack, set left side, off high hands, controlled by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, Flown hits the antenna, the attack error point, Wayland. So an attack error by the defenders. Wayland Baptist in the driver's seat, up 18-14, Dort College still with some time. Serving is Torres. Torres, serve, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, slide, Walterstorff. Walterstorff had to punch it over. Here comes Wayland over the top of the block. That was Hawkins, unable to put it down. Dort College attacking. Slide, flown. Pushed over. Now Dort College lunging. Rivera over the top of the block. Saved by Gasing. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Walterstorff for the kill from the left side. 18-15 our score. Dort College is trailing by three. Serving is Selene Hahn for the defenders. Hahn with service. On serve, floater, and it just misses the sideline, out of bounds. Missed it by mere inches. Instead of 18-16, it's now 19-15 after the service error. Serving is Ashley Westerman for Witham Baptist. Baptist with service, controlled by Dort College. They get it, Walterstorff over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Walterstorff, unable to put it down. Witham Baptist attacking. Set outside, it goes Rivera. Rivera off high hands, kill. Grecia Rivera with six kills. Dort College having trouble matching up with that outside hitter, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Dort College trails 20-15. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. 20-15, Witham Baptist leading Dort College. Six kills for Rivera. Three for Hawkins. For Dort College, I've got Flown with four and Walterstorff with three. Those are unofficial numbers at this point. We'll see if we can track down the official numbers from the NAIA website. Court number two, set number one. Four matches today will be played on this court. Serving for Witham Baptist will be Ashlyn Westerman. That means there are three attackers on the floor for Witham Baptist. Witham Baptist I would say, very traditional in their attack. We haven't seen much from behind the spike line or anything like that. Set goes left side, Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Putting the block up was Jacobs, Mump Point, Wayland Baptist. And Wayland opens up a 21-15 lead. Indoor College has used both of their timeouts. They used the first one down 16-12. They used their second one at 20-15. Now Wayland Baptist with service, taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Walterstorff for the kill. She's got four. Walterstorff registers her fourth kill. And the Dort College defenders will serve, and they need to put a run of points together. Controlled by Wayland Baptist. Set right side, Rivera. Rivera off high hands, back at Wayland Baptist. They'll load up and attack. That's Jacobsman, unable to put it down. Krausman, Gasing, jump set, it goes Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Set goes middle, Hawkins. Hawkins with another kill. Hawkins with her fourth kill. It's 22-16. Hawkins and Rivera, we talked about it in the pre-match coverage. You got to find a way to slow them down. Thus far, Dort College unable to do so. Serve is taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, middle, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Brooke with her fifth kill. So Dort College trails 22-17, still a five-point difference. Dort College now running out of time. Serve to the back line, taken by Torres. Off of the block, Jacobsman gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Krausman. Krausman roll shot, controlled by Wayland Baptist over the top of the block, and a kill put down by Cindy Horn. Horn with her second kill. 23-17. Dort College trailing Wayland Baptist. So far, Wayland Baptist hitting for a 293 kill efficiency. Dort College at 163. Dort College with six attack errors. Wayland Baptist with three. Serve, an ace serve for Wayland Baptist and Kat Weichman. Weichman with her first ace. And now Wayland is sitting on a set point up 24-17. 24-17 our score. Serving is Weichman. Weichman serve taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Keel. Keel off the set from Gasink into the net. And Wayland Baptist has taken a 25-17 set one win. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take a break and we'll be back. Recap the first set, set the table for set number two right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Set number one goes to Wayland Baptist, and now the adjustments begin for both teams. Dort College led in set number one. They officially give Lindsay Flohn three kills. Brooke Walterstorff had five. For Wayland Baptist, four for Shehala Hawkins, and six for Grecia Rivera. 11 assists by Gasink for the defenders. On the flip side, Ashlyn Westerman with 13. Natasha Giacomazzi with five digs in set number one for Dort College. Dig totals, Kayla Brookhuis had five. Jocelyn Bosma credited with five as well. Over on court number one, Northwestern defeats Midland in set one, 25-19. Set number two, moments away. And for the Dort College defenders, they will be receiving the first serve of set number two. Mercedes Torres with service. She wears number one. She's the libero. Entered play this week with 12 ace serves. And Torres will line it up and send it over with her team leading one set to nothing. So Torres with service. Winner advances on to play in the quarterfinal round tonight at 5:45. Gasink outside it goes. Horstman. Horstman off the block. Saved by Wayland Baptist. Set goes outside Rivera. Rivera down the line in the kill. Grecia Rivera with her seventh kill. And Wayland Baptist takes a 1-0 lead. Wayland Baptist has not trailed in this match. Serving. Sideline taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes right side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a slide and the kill. We have our first tie of set number two and our first tie of the match for that matter. Waltersdorf with kill number six. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Gasing. Gasing with service. We're tied up 1-1. And the short serve controlled by Waytham Baptist. Set comes right side. And banging it off the block for the kill. Another kill for Grecia Rivera. Rivera with eight. So Rivera, a 5'7 senior, not as tall as and imposing, but she's able to work the angles. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it back over to Horseman. Horseman off the tape, and a point for Waytham Baptist off the attack error by the defenders. Winner will play the Masters, 5:45 this evening in the quarterfinal round. Ashlyn Westerman with service, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Keel, the slide not working. Keel just had to tip it over, and Hawkins out of the middle with a kill. Hawkins with the kill. She's got five by my count. And Westerman has service. Westerman, the setter. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Krausman. Krausman taps it into the net. And Waylon Baptist takes a 5-1 lead on the attack error. Serving for Waytham Baptist again is Ashlyn Westerman, controlled by Keel, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing, dug by Torres. Passed over the net. Free ball for the defenders. They throw it up high. Brookice over to Gasing. Quick set Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Point, Waylon Baptist. Waylon Baptist leads 6-1. 6-1 our score, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the defenders. They've got to talk it over. Trailing 6-1 here in set number two. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball from the NAI National Championship. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball made possible by the Vinnicklet Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange Engine City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Borenson's and Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Westerman serve, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Brooke Waltersdorf for their seventh kill. Dort College trails 6-2. Serving for the defenders will be Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf jump serve and an ace serve for Waltersdorf. So Waltersdorf for the ace. For Brooke, that's her first ace today, and Dort College trails 6-3. 6-3 the score. Serving Waltersdorf. Knuckleball taken by Torres. Set to Rivera. Rivera over the top of the block. Saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman off high hands. Pushed up towards the net. This will be a down ball by Rivera. Controlled by Dort College. Gasing comes back right side over to Horseman. Horseman off the block. Saved by Waylon Baptist. Passed over the net by Torres. Controlled by Dort College. Brookice over to Gasing. Gasing quick attack. Keel. Keel to the back corner. And just off the back line. Out of bounds. Point. Waylon Baptist. Keel went to the open spot. It was the back right corner of the west, Waylon Baptist floor, but missed it by inches, just long and just wide as she went cross court. Serve to the back line, taken by Brookice, gets it left side over to Krausman, does Gasing. Krausman with a kill. Let's see if that gets Krausman jump started. She had a big match last night. She had 14 kills to lead the defenders. That's her first this morning. Serving for the defenders is Brookice. Brookice serve is long and out of bounds. Waylon Baptist leads 8-4. Service error by the defenders. And serving will be Kat Weichman. Weichman serve with her team leading 8-4. Winner advances to the quarterfinal round. Serve floater taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing right side. Flown. Banks it off the block for the kill. Flown now with four kills officially. Checking back into the match is Hawkins for Waytham Baptist. And she'll give way actually to the libero, Mercedes Torres. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Bausma's short serve catch just over the tape. Whalen throws it over to the back line. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the dump. There to cover it, though, was Westerman. Jacobsma with the tip with the left hand. Dort College blocks it out of bounds. Point Whalen Baptist. They lead 9-5. 9-5 the score. Jacobsma registers the kill for Whalen Baptist. Jacobsma with her third kill. Whalen Baptist with service. Leading 9-5 and leading in the match 1-0. Short serve taken by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the dump and the kill. Jacob, and that's Gasing with the kill. Dort College trails 9-6. This set feeling very similar to set number one. Dort College has to find a way to come back. You can't just keep trading points. Siri Nelson with service. Controlled by Whalen Baptist. Westerman gets it to Driscoll. Driscoll with a kill. Driscoll registers another kill, her third. Whalen Baptist in front. Emily Welch, 5'7 sophomore, checks in to serve for Whalen Baptist. Dort College set to receive. Dort College coming off that win over Indiana Wesleyan last night, 3-1. Bausma's overpass pushed down by Whalen Baptist, now pushed back by Gasing, set outside. And that goes to Rivera. Rivera puts it away for the kill. And Rivera rolling along, 9 kills. Whalen Baptist leads 11-6. 11-6 our score. Serving for Whalen Baptist is Emily Welch. Welch, her serve taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the down ball. Whalen Baptist scrambling and unable to get to it. And a kill for Walterstorff. Walterstorff with her 8th kill today. Dort College trails 11-7. Gradually, though, Whalen Baptist inching their way closer to 25. Dort College not making up the ground they need. Short serve controlled by Whalen Baptist. Set goes to the middle and another kill for Driscoll. She's got 4. 12-7, Whalen Baptist leading. And again, nothing flashy about this Whalen Baptist team, but just solid all the way around. They pass well, they set well, and they've got the attackers up front. Set right side, Walterstorff cuts it, cross court, dug up by Whalen Baptist. Whalen Baptist loading up, gets it over to Hawkins. Hawkins at the net with a kill. Hawkins with the kill. She's got 6 by my count. Whalen Baptist has opened up a 13-7 lead. 13-7 our score. Short serve taken by Nelson, and that'll go as an ace serve for Emily Welch, and Dort College may need a timeout. Dort College is going to let it ride for the time being. This is Coach Chad Hansen up off the bench. He's going to yell out instructions from the bench rather than using a timeout, trailing 14-7. Taken by Bausman, gets it over to Gasing, comes up over to Horseman. Horseman with a swing, dug by Whalen Baptist. Every time Dort College is comes through with a kill, it seems like the defensive player is in exactly the right position. Dort College gets a point off the double contact by Whalen Baptist. That's the first error by their setter. Westerman. So ball handling error awards Dort College the point. Set outside Hawkins. Hawkins through the block. One arm stab by Brookice. Pushed over the net by Horseman. Just wide and out of bounds. Point Whalen. Whalen leads 15-8. An attack error by Dort College. Whalen Baptist takes advantage. Pioneers with service. Westerman. That means Dort College has to match up with 3 attackers for Whalen Baptist. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Right side, Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel has had a nice week. She has 2 kills today, averaging 1.6 kills per set this season. And the jump serve by Walterstorff. Walterstorff serves into the net. Point, Whalen Baptist, and Whalen Baptist owns a 16-9 advantage. 16-9 the score. Whalen Baptist in their first NAIA championship appearance, bidding for a spot in the quarterfinals. Dort College standing in their way, and right now the Dort College defenders, Jenna Horseman, hits into the block. Point, Whalen Baptist. Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. College trailing Wayland Baptist 17-9 in set number two. Wayland Baptist won set one, 25-17. And the North College defenders forced to burn timeout number two. They had to use one early in this one at 6-1. And they used their second one here at 17-9. And North College needs a comeback. Taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it up over to Krausman. Krausman, cross-court kill. Mount Orr College calls the timeout. They get a kill. That stops the run of 2 points in a row by Wayland Baptist. And the North College defenders trail 17-10. 17-10, our score. Set goes outside over the top of the block. Saved by Brookice. Another dig for Brookice. Gets it over to Flohn. Flohn puts it away. Flohn with the kill. And the North College defenders trail 17-11. 17-11. Flohn with her fifth kill by my count. Overpass, North College attacking. Gasing comes back over to Keel. Keel cross court and just missed wide, out of bounds. So close on so many attacks are the defenders, but close, not cutting it for points. So the attack error by the defenders, and Wayland Baptist leads it 18-11. Kat Weichman with service for Wayland Baptist. How this team flew under the radar at number 19 in the country in the final bracket or in the final poll is beyond me. Wayland Baptist attacking. Walterstorff lunges for it, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing has a block back at her. Here comes North College, passed over the net by Krausman, a high ball. Set Westerman. Westerman comes back over to Jacobsmann, able to put it away. North College digs it up and over. Wayland will reload. Comes back right side. And a kill for Wayland Baptist. Awkward looking shot. Rivera gets credit for the kill. Her 10th, I believe. And Wayland Baptist leads 19-11. You take a look at the schedule that Wayland Baptist played. They lost to Oklahoma Baptist three times, and that's probably why they were always chasing in the Sooner Athletic Conference. Flohn with a slide to the middle and the kill. Lindsey Flohn putting together a nice match in this her senior campaign. North College trailing 19-12. North College needs to piece together 3 or 4 points here. Another senior serving. This is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma, the floater, nearly drops in for an ace. Set goes middle quick and blocked back at her. Driscoll unable to put it away. Putting the block up was Lindsey Flohn. So Flohn with a block, and the North College defenders trail 19-13, putting together a little run. Here comes Bausma with a jump serve. Bausma's serve, controlled by Wayland Baptist. Passed over the net. Free ball, North College. Let's see if they use it. Shoot it out wide. Krausman. Krausman cross court. And a kill for Megan Krausman. North College showing some signs of life. Megan Krausman with the kill. For Megan, that's her third. And the North College defenders trail 19-14. Need another point or two here. An ace here would be huge. Bausma, short serve, just merely makes it over the tape. Here comes Wayland. Jacobsma down the line. Saved by North College. Walterstorff gets it back up over to Krausman. Tools it out of the block for the kill. Krausman with the kill. Megan with her fourth kill. All of them here in set number two. 19-15, North College leading. Trailing, I should say. Wayland Baptist still playing with the lead. North College on a 4-0 run. Bausmuth, jump serve, taken by Wayland Baptist. Driscoll with a kill out of the middle. Five kills for Driscoll, and that ends the North College run. 20-15. Over on the other floor, Midland leads 17-14 in set number two with Northwestern. Here on court number two, North College trails 20-15 in set number two after dropping set one, 25-17. Gasing, slide right side, Flohn kill! Seven kills for Flohn, and the North College defenders trail 20-16. Siri Nelson serving again for the defenders. Siri with service, controlled by Wayland Baptist, set right side. Driscoll blocked back at her, punched over the net, free ball, and it goes out of bounds on the down ball by Cindy Horn. Point North College, and the defenders are back to within three at 20-17. An attack error by Wayland Baptist and the Pioneers, and now the Wayland Baptist coaching staff up on their feet doing some coaching. Set comes back. to Rivera. Rivera unable to put it away. Walterstorff. Walterstorff kill. 2018, North College mounting a rally. They've scored 7 of the last 8 points. They trail 2018, and they force Wayland Baptist to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trying to stage a comeback here in set number 2. I say it so many times during comebacks, though, you've got to come back and take the lead. It does not pay off to just simply come back and get close. Dort College in a position here where they must get the lead. They trail 20-18, and by that I mean they can't afford to let Wayland Baptist start playing side-out volleyball. Set goes left side, punched over the net, and to the back line, and a kill for Cindy Horn. Horn hits one to the back line. Brookice gave chase, and that ball was going to be close to the end line. Brookice had to lay out for it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. Emily Welch now with service for Wayland Baptist. Welch with service, her team leading 21-18 as they inch their way closer to the knee to 25. Flown out of the middle, saying not so fast. She's got 8. And the defenders trail 21-19. Wayland Baptist, all they want to do is play side-out volleyball. Dort College needs to string a couple more together. Hahn with service. Hahn, the floater, taken by Giacomazzi. Giacomazzi gets it set. Bausma lays out, keeps it in play. Passed over the net by Gaysink. Here comes Wayland Baptist. Slide right side. Open net. Horseman had a hand on it. Madriskill gets the kill. She's got 6. Driskill with the kill. 22-19. Wayland Baptist leading. 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. Dort College can't let that happen. Gaysink slide right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff cuts it hard off of the slide for the kill. Walterstorff for their 9th kill. Dort College trailing 22-20. A player comes up lame. That's Grecia Rivera. If she's unable to go, that'll change the complexion of this. Rivera's going to check out of the contest. And now I scramble to find my roster for Wayland Baptist. This will be number 14 checking into the match. Rebecca Jones, a 6-foot freshman. Dort College trails 22-20. Rivera trying to walk it off. Mark this down as a potential turning point in the match. Nothing has happened yet, but Rivera is out. She checks out with 10 kills. Short serve taken by Wayland Baptist. Set left side over to Hawkins. Hawkins off of the tape, back at her. Point Dort College, and the defenders trail 22-21. Rivera says she can give it a go. She's going to check back into the match. We'll see. She's still favoring that leg. Don't know if she had a cramp or turned an ankle, but she limped off to the sideline. Dort College with service for the tie. Set comes right side to Rivera. Rivera over the block. Saved by Dort College. Walterstorff gets it over to Horseman. Horseman down ball. Saved by Wayland Baptist. Set Hawkins. Hawkins with the swing. Touch pass pushed over the net by Keel. Controlled by Wayland. Set again Hawkins. Hawkins hits it wide, and we're tied 22-all. 22-22 our score. Rivera on that last attack, not the same player she was before she left. She did not get up in the air. She had to resort to a roll shot, and the defenders have knotted it up at 22-all. Hawkins with the attack error. High serve by Gaysink. Short, taken by Wayland Baptist. Back over to Hawkins, off high hands. Saved by Krausman, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Walt, Walt, kill. 23-22, Dort College has taken the lead. Walterstorff with the kill. And for Brooke Walterstorff, that is her 11th kill. And the Dort College defenders force Wayland Baptist to use another timeout. Dort College was down at one point in this set, 17-9, and they were down 19-11. Dort College put together 4 points in a row to cut it down to 19-15. And since that 19-11 deficit, Dort College has outscored Wayland Baptist 12-3. 23-22, Dort College with a one-point advantage here in set number two. Wayland Baptist exhausts their second timeout, so we'll play the rest of the way without any timeouts being allowed. Wayland Baptist leads it one set to nothing. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Serving for Dort College is Kayla Gasing. Dort College trailing in the match, one set to nothing. Gasing with service. And Gasing lines it up, sends it over. Taken by Wayland. They get it left side over to Hawkins. Hawkins through the block and the kill. That ends the run. Hawkins knots it up at 23-all. Hawkins with her seventh kill. And the defenders now receiving the serve from Westerman. Westerman serve taken by Walterstorff. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Passes it over the net on the tip, controlled by Wayland Baptist. No, they pass it right back. Horseman with a swing and Horseman with a kill. This match has changed. The attacker for Wayland Baptist, Grecia Rivera, is not 100%. Dort College now serving for the set, up 24-23. They set it middle, Hawkins. Hawkins with a swing, saved by Horseman, pushed over the net by Walterstorff, saved by Wayland. Set middle, Hawkins. Hawkins with a swing. And this time, after Brookice got there for the dig, Hawkins finishes it off on the second attempt. Wayland Baptist, it's not going to be a secret here. If they've got Hawkins in the front row right now, they are going to lean on her heavily. 24-24. Serving for Wayland Baptist is Grecia Rivera. Rivera with a flat-footed serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side over to Horseman. Horseman off high hands. Back at the defenders off the block. Hawkins with a tip and the kill. So now Hawkins gives Wayland Baptist a 25-24 lead. And they're serving for the set. And a 2-0 lead in this match. Rivera with service again. Her serve down the line taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman into the net. Point Wayland. And Wayland survives. They win set 2. 26-24. Dort College was serving for the set, up 24-23, but back-to-back kills by Hawkins gave Wayland Baptist the lead. And Krausman with a attack error on an attack from the outside. And Wayland Baptist wins set number two, 26-24. Wayland Baptist up two sets to nothing. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. For Dort College, they need a comeback. Dort College is trailing two sets to nothing, 25-17 and 26-24. Wayland Baptist had a big lead at the midpoint. And Dort College came storming back. Looked like they might come all the way back and, in fact, had the lead and were serving for the set at 24-23. But at that point, Shahala Hawkins flexed her muscle. And she had back-to-back kills and an attack error by the defenders translate into three straight points for Wayland Baptist, and they go from down 24-23 to a win of 26-24. And Wayland Baptist takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Well, for Dort College now, it boils down to this. Win or you're eliminated. You got to win one set or you are eliminated. Over on the other floor, Northwestern and Midland living up to billing. I believe all three of their contests previous to this have gone five, and it looks like this fourth meeting between those two Great Plains Athletic Conference combatants may go five as well. Midland defeats Northwestern 26-24 in set number two. Outside attack, and Rivera with a kill. She was shaken up near the end of set number two, but Wayland Baptist was able to fight back and get the win, and she starts set number three off with a kill from the right side. Wayland Baptist this morning Well, the Walthersdorf, I'll get you the numbers in just a moment. Set goes to the middle. Hawkins redirects it. Dug by Nelson. Overpass. Nelson redirects it again. Brookhuis able to cover it. Set goes left side. Over to Horstman. Horstman down the line of the kill. We're tied 1-1. Horstman with the kill. And for Jenna Horstman, I mark that down as her first kill. I can't hardly believe that's true. I look at the official stats. She has four. So I'll make that adjustment on my tally sheet. Gasing serve taken by Waylon Baptist. Hawkins with the swing and the kill. Hawkins puts another one away, and for Shahala Hawkins, that is her 10th. She and Rivera share match honors, team honors. Brooke Walthersdorf has match honors thus far with 11. Walthersdorf, her pass very close to the net. Gasing picks it out. Controlled by Waylon Baptist as Dort College had to free ball it. Pushed over the net by Jacobsma. Here comes Dort College. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf another kill. She's got 12. Dort College ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf jump serve, catches the tape, rolls over. An ace serve for Brooke Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with her second ace. And the Dort College defenders lead 3-2. Dort College with service taken by Hawkins. Gets it outside. Down the line and the kill for Cindy Horn. Horn with her third kill. Horn knocks it down. Dort College hitting for a team efficiency of 202 so far today. Gasing slide right side over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Point, Waylon Baptist. So the block put up by Waylon Baptist. Waylon Baptist with their fifth block. Waylon Baptist, a 3.21 kill efficiency. Waylon Baptist leads 4-3 in set number three. They lead 2-0 in the match. Taken by Brookhuis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Horstman. Horstman through the block and the kill. Could drive a truck through that one as Waylon Baptist did not get the block put up. Dort College lead ties it up 4-4. Horstman with the kill. Brookhuis with an ace serve. Brookhuis registers the ace. Kayla Brookhuis with her first ace today for Dort College as a team. That is their fourth. And Brookhuis serves to the same spot. Taken by Waylon Baptist out of the middle and the kill for Driscoll. Driscoll with her seventh kill. And Waylon Baptist has tied it up at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Winner advances on in quarterfinal round play. Or two quarterfinal round play, I should say. The round of eight. Playing this evening at 5:45 against the Masters. Short serve taken by Walters, by Krausman, that is, and the set middle to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Lindsay Flohn has had a nice match this morning. That is her ninth kill. Against two errors on 13 swings, so just slightly below 500 for her attack percentage. Bousman serve controlled by Wesley and Waylon Baptist, and Waylon Baptist hits into the net. That's Cindy Horn, the attacker, and Dort College has a multiple point lead, 7-5. 7-5 the score. Serve taken by Bousma. Controlled by Waylon Baptist. No, they're unable to get to it. Bousma with an ace serve. That'll have to go as an ace. An ace serve for Bousma. And the defenders lead 8-5. Overpass. Walthersdorf has it blocked back at her, putting the block up. Westerman and Driscoll. And it's 8-6. The block by Waylon Baptist. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Serving for Waylon Baptist will be Emily Welch. Welch floats it over, taken by Bousma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Megan Krausman had a big set number two. She helped Dort College in that comeback that fell just short. This time she gets the kill. And Krausman will check out for the server, Siri Nelson. Megan Krausman with, I believe, her fifth kill. Waytham Baptist attacking. Off of the top of the tape is Rivera. Rivera hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Door College, and the defenders lead 10-6. 10-6 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. And Waylon Baptist wants to talk things over. This Waylon Baptist team, that's how fragile matches are and teams are. They looked like world beaters for about a set and three quarters, and then Grecia Rivera went out for just a short period of time. Looked like she twisted an ankle, or tweaked an ankle, if you will. And since then, Waylon Baptist has not looked like the same team. Now, granted, they did survive and win set two. They rode Shahala Hawkins to that win. But here in set number three, Waylon Baptist does not look like the same team, and Dort College is gathering some confidence. Dort College trails two sets to nothing, but not out of this one by any means. That's the uniqueness of volleyball. You can get blitzed for a set or two, and all that it accounts for is you're down one or two to nothing. Dort College, you get a win here for set number four. Just try to take it one step at a time. For Dort College, serving for the defenders, I believe, is Siri Nelson. Dort College with back-to-back points. They lead it 10-6 in set number three. Siri Nelson, a 5'5 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with service. And Nelson serve, controlled by Waylon Baptist, set right side, Driscoll. Driscoll off high hands, into the net, picked out of the net by Gasing, thrown over the net by Brookice. Set comes left side over to Rivera, and Rivera hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College on the attack error. Rivera scorching hot in sets one and three quarters of set two. Since then, she has slowed up. Dort College leads at 11-6. Set goes to the middle. Driscoll. Driscoll with the kill. Driscoll with the kill. She's got eight. Serving for Waylon Baptist is Torres. Torres will line it up, send it over to the back line, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out wide to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf banged off of the block, back at the defender's point. Waylon Baptist. Waylon with a block. Nice size crowd on hand for the Dort College defenders again today. I did a quick head count. I'd say right in the 100 spectator neighborhood for the defenders. Nelson gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Flown. Flown into the net point. Waylon Baptist. And Waylon Baptist creeping back into this one, trailing 11-9. 11-9 our score. Set number three, Dort College must win. Mercedes Torres with service. Sideline taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, did it hit the blocker? It did. Waylon Baptist coach saying, I don't think it made it over the net. The R1, with the play happening right in front of him, said it did contact a blocker. Point Dort College, Waltersdorf gets credit for the kill. Serving is Hahn. Hahn to the sideline, taken by Waylon Baptist. Bumped up over to Hawkins. Hawkins just goes up and over the top of the block for the kill. That's a tough matchup for the defenders. Hawkins makes it 12-10. Hawkins from the outside that time just went over the top of the block. Ashlyn Westerman with service. Westerman with service, so that means there are three attackers on the floor for Waylon Baptist. Set comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Brooke with her 14th by my count. So Dort College leading 13-10. Set number three, serving is Gasing. Gasing down the line, nearly an ace. Waylon Baptist scrambling. They push it over, and on the overpass, trying to put it away was Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf mistimes it, though. Point Waylon Baptist. So an attack error by the defenders, resulting in a point for Waylon Baptist. And Grecia Rivera will serve. Rivera, her last time in the service area, went with a flat-footed approach. Now she does as well as she backs way up as far as she can go. Right side, Keel. Keel off of the block for the kill. It's 14-11. Keel with the kill. It's 14-11. Serving is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with serve. Controlled by Waylon Baptist. Set Hawkins. Hawkins with a swing. Dug by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Brookeye. Set left side, Krausman. Krausman blocked at the net. And Horseman unable to pick it out of the net cleanly to tap it over. Point, Wayland Baptist. It's 14-12. That all started initially with a block by the Wayland Baptist Pioneers. Serving is Kent Weichman. Weichman with service. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Point, Wayland Baptist. It's 14-13. Jacobsman Driscoll teaming up for that block. And the Door College defenders leading 14-13, but Wayland Baptist threatening. Weichman with service. Her serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Rivera sends it over to Horn. Horn with a roll shot, unable to put it away. Here's Horseman going cross court, controlled by Wayland Baptist. Passed over the net, saved by Wayland. Controlled by Door College. Gasing, quick attack, Keel. Keel over the block, saved by Wayland Baptist. Now the roll shot again, saved by Gasing, but a player in the net for the Door College defenders, and we're tied up 14-all. 14-14 our score. A net violation on the defenders, and we're tied up 14-all. Tie number five of set number three. Over on the other floor, Midland leads Northwestern 13-8. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back to Waltersdorf. Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with her sixth. Door College regains the lead at 15-14. 15-14 our score. Door College leading by a point in set number three, trying to force set number four. Door College trailing 2-0. Quick set, middle, Horn. Horn unable to put it away. Pushed over the net by Keel, saved by the defenders. And Door College will get a point off the scramble. Door College leading 16-14. Giacomazzi unable to come up with a clean pass. Door College with service. Brookice serve, an overpass, and Keel is there to put it down. So Keel makes it 17-14. Door College leading by three. Serving is Brookice. Brookice, her floater, controlled by Wayland Baptist. Set right side, over to Jacobsma, blocked at the net. Wayland Baptist there to pick it up. Set comes back to the middle. Chelsea Driscoll unable to put it away. Here comes Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Lunges after it. One-arm stab saves it. Gets it over to Krausman. Krausman with a pass over the net. Saved by Jacobsman. To Jacobsman. Jacobsman with a kill for Wayland Baptist. Jacobsman with the kill. Jacobsman registers her fourth kill by my count. And Wayland Baptist has service. This is Giacomazzi with serve. Her serve floated over, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Flown. Flown blocked at the net. Point, Wayland Baptist. They're back to within a point after the block. It's 16-15. Serving again for Wayland is Giacomazzi. Giacomazzi with serve. And her floater, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing will set it middle. Keel. Keel through the block and the kill. 18-16, Door College in front. 18-16, serving is Bausma. Jocelyn Bausma with service. And Jocelyn's floater taken by Wayland Baptist. Set goes left side. And into the net is Cindy Horn. Horn with the attack here. Door College leads 19-16. Serving again is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma's serve into the net. Point, Wayland. So the service error by Bausma. And Wayland Baptist hanging around. Emily Welch with service. Welch to serve. And Emily Welch lines it up, sends it over. Taken by Bausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Krausman. Krausman roll shot to the back line, kill. Megan Krausman with the kill. She's got seven. And the Door College defenders lead 20-17. Door College trying to force set number four. Siri Nelson with service. Short serve, passed up and over and out of bounds. Point, Dort College, and an ace serve for Siri Nelson. That's Dort College's fifth. Dort College leads 21-17. And Wayland Baptist wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Pioneers. We'll be back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
For nearly every...
21-17 our score. The Dort College defenders leading Wayland Baptist in set number three. Dort College in the driver's seat trying to force set number four. Dort College led in attacks by Brooke Walterstorff. 14 kills on 30 swings. Set goes middle. Driscoll unable to put it away. Dort College able to put the block up initially. Now Gasink will tip it to the back line and the kill. Gasink with her third kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 22-17. 22-17 our score. Checking in for Wayland Baptist, we've got a new player checking in for Emily Welch. Checking in for Wayland is Takiya Hall. Wayland Baptist out of timeout, so now you've got to resort to other measures to try and slow the momentum down. Set goes left side. Over the top of the block was Rivera, unable to put it away. Walterstorff with a swing. Dug by Torres. Set comes back over to Rivera. Rivera with a kill. Rivera with the kill. Just her third of set number three. Serving as Torres for Wayland Baptist. Controlled by Dort College. That's Bausma. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink left side comes Walterstorff. Walterstorff tools it off the block for the kill. Dort College leads 23-18. Walterstorff with her 15th kill unofficially against three errors on 32 attacks. That's nearly a 400 kill efficiency. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Dort College leading 23-18. On service, controlled by Wayland Baptist. They'll attack. Set goes outside Hawkins. Hawkins with a kill. Hawkins makes it 23-19. Shahala Hawkins with her 12th kill. Ashlyn Westerman with service. Westerman's serve, taken by Bausman, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Walterstorff off high hand, saved by Hawkins. Wayland attacking Jacobsma. Jacobsma with a kill. Wayland has scored back-to-back points. They cut it down to 23-20. Dort College has two timeouts left. They'll use one here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Serving for Wayland is Ashlyn Westerman. Westerman floats it over, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a quick set right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the slide and the kill. Dort College now serving for the set three win. Walterstorff with her 16th kill. And the Dort College defenders leading 24-20, serving for the win in set number three. Trying to take a 3-0, trying to cut the difference down to 2-1 against Wayland Baptist. This Wayland Baptist team looks a little shaken right now. Gasink with service. Gasink served down the line, taken by Wayland. Set to the outside hitter, Rivera. Rivera unable to put it away. Horseman with a swing. Here comes Wayland again. Back over to Jacobsma. Pushed over the net with a right hand, her offhand. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing, and Walterstorff with the kill. We head to set number four. Back-to-back kills by Walterstorff, raising her match total to 17. We head to set number four. Dort College leading, trailing 2-1. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fighting back to make it a 25-20 win in set number three and force set number four. Dort College not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. But this Wayland Baptist team does not look like the same squad that started the match. They were on fire in the first set and three quarter. Dort College got a little confidence at the end of set two. Dort College actually just a whisker away from being up in this set, this match, 2-1. Over on the other court, Midland leads Northwestern 24-21 in set three. And that one is tied up at one set apiece. Let's take a look at the numbers that we have in this set, in this match thus far. Dort College hitting for a 207 kill efficiency, Wayland Baptist 298. 44 digs for the defenders, 45 for Wayland Baptist. Dort College is led by Brooke Walterstorff, 17 kills through three sets. Grecia Rivera has 11 kills, and Shahala Hawkins, 12 for Wayland Baptist. Dort College attacking. They set it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff picks up where she left off, and right now Wayland Baptist cannot match Brooke Walterstorff at the net. She's got 18. Dort College leads it 1-0. 1-0 our score. Dort College in front. Trailing in the match, 2-1. Gasing serve taken by Wayland Baptist. Set goes left side, Hawkins. Hawkins through the tape, or off the tape, through the block, and the kill. Hawkins makes it 1-1. Shahala Hawkins with her 13th kill. And the Dort College defenders will receive the serve from Westerman. Short serve taken by Brookice. Comes outside. Two horsemen unable to put it down. Wayland attacking, set Hawkins. Hawkins with a kill. She banks it off the block. Well, if Wayland Baptist is going to have success here, I believe they're going to have to go to Hawkins, because Rivera, even though she's playing, I don't believe is 100%. Westerman with service. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side. Keel. Keel with a tap. Controlled by Wayland Baptist, and Hawkins with another kill. Hawkins with her 15th. And she's having some success now at the net, hitting for a 400 kill efficiency. Walterstorff's up to 429, so those two right now offsetting each other. Keel to Gasing. Gasing back middle. Walterstorff. Walterstorff redirects it around the triple block for the kill. Walterstorff makes it 3-2. Walterstorff with her 19th kill. Walterstorff with a jump serve, taken middle back by Torres. Set middle, Hawkins. Hawkins off high hands, controlled by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing, over right side, Horseman. Banks it off the block, we're tied. Horseman knots it up at 3-3 with a kill. For Horseman, that's number 6, I believe. I beg your pardon, 7. Walterstorff, serve taken by Wayland Baptist. Set over to Jacobsma. Jacobsma into the net, point, Dort College. An attack error by Wayland Baptist. Point, Dort College. Defenders lead 4-3. Serve taken by Wayland Baptist. Westerman sets middle. Rivera blocked at the net. Set right side, Hawkins. Hawkins over the top of the block. Saved by Brookice. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman over the tip. Controlled by Westerman. Back over to Jacobsman. Jacobsman unable to put it away. Gasink will touch pass it over to Keel. Keel with the tip. Controlled by Wayland Baptist. Back over to Rivera. Unable to put it down. Gasink with a back set. Over to Horseman. Horseman with the tip. Controlled by Wayland Baptist. Rivera blocked again. Horseman with a kill with the block. The block put up by Horseman. It's 5-3. 5-3 our score. Walterstorff with service. Serve to the sideline, taken by Wayland Baptist. Westerman passes over to Rivera. Rivera tips it to the back line, and we've got a player in the net for Wayland Baptist. Point, Dort College. Defenders lead 6-3. An attack error by Wayland Baptist. Dort College leads it 6-3, set number 4. Dort College trying to force set number 5, trailing 2-0. Westerman gets it over to Hawkins, redirects it. Gasing got to it. Walterstorff from the seat of her pants passes it over the net. Comes back over to Hawkins. Hawkins blocked at the net partially by Keelan Krausman. Set comes back over to Jacobsma off of the block and the kill for Jacobsma. Jacobsma with the kill. It's 6-4. 6-4 our score. Serving is Rivera for Wayland Baptist. York College has taken the momentum. Now it's a matter of if they can force set number 5. Over on the other court, Midland 1, set 3. They take a 2-1 lead on Northwestern. Gasink with a bump set to Keel. Keel tosses it over. Controlled by Torres. Westerman gets it to Hawkins, unable to put it down. Gasink back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing. Passed up and over by Hawkins. Pushed back by Horstman. Here comes Jacobsma through the block, dug by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Keel. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it away. Set comes left side, or right side, I should say, and we've got a double contact called on Wayland Baptist, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-4. 7-4 our score. Serving is Brookice. Brookice serves to the sideline, and it's wide and just out of bounds. Looked like it was headed well out of bounds and sliced at the last instant, but misses wide. Cat Weichman now with service. Dort College leading 7-5. Weichman with service. Weichman to line it up and send it over. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Unable to put it down. Wayland Baptist on the attack. Jacobsma off high hands. Saved by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Walterstorff. Pops it over the block. Saved by Wayland Baptist. Set goes to the middle. Driscoll. Driscoll with a kill. It's 7-6. Driscoll with a kill. That's her ninth. And Weichman serving to try and tie it here in set number 4. 7-6. Dort College up a point. Weichman taking her time. Her serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets right side over to Keel. Keel with a big swing. Pushed over the net by Jacobson. A save by Gasing. Comes over to Krausman. Roll shot. Kill. 8-6. Krausman with the kill. Krausman with her eighth kill by my count. Double checking against the stat keepers. Looks like we're in agreement this morning. 8-6. Dort College leading. Serving is Bausma, and Bausma's serve is just long and out of bounds. Dort College has not had a ton of service errors today. And the Dort College defenders lead it 8-7. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back middle. Krausman. Krausman out of the middle. Unblocked. Kill. Krausman with her ninth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead this one 9-7. Dort College trying to do what Wayland Baptist did to them in sets 1 and 2, where they got an early lead and then just kind of stiff-armed them the rest of the way. Bausma with a dig of the attack. Set comes over to Walterstorff. Roll shot controlled by Wayland Baptist. Set comes back right side. Driscoll dug by Nelson. Passed over to Gasing. Comes over to Flown. Flown kill. Flown with the kill. Makes it 10-7. She's got 10 kills. And the defenders lead 10-7. Siri Nelson with service. We've got an overlap called on Wayland Baptist. Partial fault has to be given to the coach that time because he pulled a player over to talk to her. The referee beckoned the serve, and before they could get back into position from that conference with the coach, Nelson had served it. Dort College attacking, pushed over the net by Flown, and we've got a double contact called on the defenders. It's 11-8. So the rotation error by Wayland Baptist gave Dort College an 11-7 lead. And now serving is Emily Welch. You don't have much time if you're going to coach and pull a player over to the sideline. Once that beckon signal is given, the opponent can serve. And if you're out of position, it's tough luck for you. Walterstorff goes cross court for the kill. And Walterstorff now with 20. What a match by the freshman from Sioux Center. 20 kills through 3-plus sets. Dort College leads 12-8. Hahn, short serve, taken by Waylon Baptist. Set goes to the middle, Driscoll. One-arm stab by Nelson, controlled by Waylon Baptist after Door College pushed it back. Set middle, Driscoll. Driscoll puts it away off the dig by Bausma. It's 12-9. Driscoll with the kill. She's a 6'1 sophomore middle blocker. 12-9. Hawkins isn't on the floor yet. We'll watch and see if Door College is able to build up enough of a lead to hold them off. Well, now she is in the front row, beg your pardon, and a double contact called on Giacomazzi. Door College leads it 13-9. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Waylon Baptist at this point refusing to use a timeout, trailing by four. Serving for the defenders is Giesing. Saved by Waylon Baptist. Set outside. Rivera. Rivera with a swing. Dug by Krausman. Kept it alive. Brookgeist. Back over to Horseman. Throws it over. Waylon Baptist on the attack. Two contacts called on Waylon Baptist and Westerman. Westerman unable to get the clean set as that ball was headed towards the net. And she gets called for the double contact. Dort College storming back. Trying to force set number five. Dort College leads in set 4, 14-9, timeout on the floor, charge to Waylon Baptist. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. God isn't. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders and Waylon Baptist Pioneers locked up in a dandy. The winner gets the right to move on and play the Masters this evening at 5:45 in the round of 8. Dort College trying to advance to the quarterfinals for the first time since 2003. It was a little different alignment back then. Kayla Giesink with service. Giesink serve short, taken by Welch. Set goes outside Hawkins. Hawkins with a kill. Hawkins registers the kill. It's 14-10. Hawkins with her 16th by my count. Serving for Waylon Baptist now is Westerman. Westerman with service. Short serve taken by Keel, gets it over to Giesink, and close to an overpass, and Giesink gets called for a back row attack as she had to go up after it. And the ball ends up off of Giesink and then off of the blocker, Hawkins. Point, Waylon Baptist, and they've cut it down to a 14-11 score. Brookice to Giesink. Giesink shoots it out wide. Horseman. Horseman banks it off of the block for the kill. It's 15-11. Horseman with the kill. She's got seven. Waltersdorf with service. Waltersdorf served to the sideline. Taken by Waylon Baptist. Set goes over to Hawkins. Hawkins with a kill. Hawkins with her 17th. Dort College leads 15-12. Hawkins leading Waylon Baptist with her 17 kills. She's hitting nearly 400 for a kill efficiency. Rivera's serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back right side to Horseman. Horseman unable to put it away. Waylon Baptist attacking. Horn off of the block. Saved by Torres. Westerman to Hawkins. Hawkins overhand saved by Brookice off the attack. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman overhand saved by Rivera. Rivera roll shot over the top of the block. Taken by Waltersdorf. Pushed over the net. Saved by Waylon Baptist. Set over to Jacobsman. Jacobsman blocked at the net. Dort College will reload. Set comes back to Horn. Horn pushes it over. Saved by Dort College. Giesink to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the net. Point West, Waylon Baptist. An attack error by Dort College's Brooke Waltersdorf. She hasn't had many today. That's her fourth attack error against 20 kills. Grecia Rivera with service. Waylon Baptist down 15-13. Krausman with a pass over to Giesink. Giesink right side Horseman. Horseman cross court. Helped over the net and a kill on the help by Hawkins. Busted play and Waylon Baptist gets a break. They've got 18 of the part and Hawkins has 18. Dort College leads 15-14. Serving for Waylon Baptist is Rivera. Rivera served. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Right side Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Pushed over the net by Horseman. Saved by Waylon Baptist. Bump set outside. Unable to put it down was Cindy Horn. Dort College scrambling. Torres gets to the down ball. Back over to Hawkins. Blocked at the net. Again saved by Torres. But this time it's up and over and out of bounds. Point. Waylon Baptist. Point Door College. Defenders lead 16-14. 16-14 the score. Door College up by two. Waytham Baptist attacking. Hawkins. Hawkins through the block and the kill. Back and forth they go. Shehala Hawkins with 19 kills. Brooke Walterstorff with 20. Waytham Baptist cuts it down to a 16-15 score. Over on court number one, Midland gathering some momentum. They lead Northwestern 2-1 and lead in set number four as well. Waytham Baptist serve, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman off high hands kill. Megan Krausman with her 10th kill. Dort College leads 17-15. Krausman with her 10th kill. She and Flohn both have 10 kills. 20 for Brooke Walterstorff. Serve taken by Torres. Dort College with a 2-point advantage. Comes back over to Rivera. Rivera, roll shot and a kill. Rivera with the kill, and that's Rivera's first kill of set number four. Rivera with 12 kills. I had her for 13, but the official stat keeper has her for 12. Serve by Waytham Baptist, Giacomazzi. Set comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. Walterstorff with 21. Dort College leads 18-16. What a match by Walterstorff. 12 digs, 21 kills, two service aces. Siri Nelson serve, taken by Giacomazzi. Westerman passes right side over to Driscoll. Driscoll, pancake by Nelson, unable to keep it in play. We go point and point. Driscoll with another kill. Driscoll on the attack from the right side. Driscoll with 12 kills. Serving for Waytham Baptist is Welch. Welch, a heavy knee brace on her right knee. Serve taken by Bausma. Gets it outside to Walterstorff. Walterstorff cross court, and we're tied 18-18 as Walterstorff's shot is wide. An attack error by Dort College. And now Chad Hansen wants a timeout to talk things over with his team. Waytham Baptist has scored three of the last four. They've netted it up at 18-18. Dort College trails in the match 2-1. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We're tied at 18-18. Waytham Baptist with service. This is Emily Welch. She has a service ace to her credit already. And that came back in set number two. Dort College on the attack. Flohn goes cross court. Waylon Baptist there to dig it up. Dort College digs up there, a kill attempt. Now a roll shot by Walterstorff down the line. Westerman gets it over to Rivera. Rivera block. Point Dort College. 19-18. Dort College in front after the block of Rivera. Serving is Hahn for the defenders. Hahn with service, controlled by Waylon Baptist. Set goes to the middle, and the kill for Waylon Baptist and Chelsea Driscoll. She's got 13. So Driscoll carrying her team right now. She's got two kills. When she rotates through, then it'll be Hawkins who you have to contend with. Served by Torres, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Horstman, blocked at the net, covered by Walterstorff, gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing off high hands, controlled by Waytham Baptist. Set comes back over to Hawkins. Hawkins unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College, set over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it down. Set goes outside Rivera. Rivera roll shot, pancake by Nelson, controlled by the defenders, pushed into the net by Gasing. Point Waylon Baptist. Waylon Baptist leads 20-19 on the attack error. Dort College has used one timeout. They've got one remaining. Torres has service. And Torres is served, taken by Bausma. Set goes outside to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Torres digs it, picked out of the net. Hawkins with a swing. And it's dug up and over and out of bounds. And now Waylon Baptist has established a 20-19 lead. 21-19, so Waylon Baptist up by two. And Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Wayland Baptist just getting that little margin they may need. Let's see if Dort College is able to regroup. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. 21-19, Wayland Baptist leading by two, set number four. Dort College trailing in the match 2-1. Serving is Torres for Wayland Baptist. Her serve is taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slide right side, Walterstorff off of the tape, controlled by Wayland. Set outside Rivera. Rivera down the line, dug by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the block, controlled by Witham. Baptist bumped up to the middle. Hawkins. Hawkins unable to put it down. Brookice is there to save it. Gets it over to Horseman. Horseman off of the block and the kill. 21-20. Dort College trailing by a point after the kill by Horseman. Horseman now with eight kills. Short serve taken by Wayland Baptist. Set over to Hawkins. Punched up by Keel. Thrown over the net by Horseman. Nearly a double. Here comes Wayland Baptist. Set back over to Horseman. Saved by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a swing and the kill. We're tied. Lots of twists and turns in this one. We're tied 21-21. Horseman registering the kill. And for Jenna Horseman, the sophomore from Pella, she comes through with that kill. That's her ninth. Saved by Wayland Baptist. They scramble to it. Here's Hawkins. Hawkins off high hands and a kill. Well, this one's going to go down to the wire. Neither team is going to have much of an advantage as we begin to trade points. Hawkins with her 20th. She's got 20. Walterstorff has 21. We said it earlier. Those two canceling each other out right now. Gasing comes back over to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Point Wayland. And now Wayland Baptist leads 23-21. 23-21. Westerman with service for Wayland Baptist. Her team up by two. Serve controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. Up and over the top of the block. Walterstorff finishes it off. And now Dort College is serving to try and tie it. Walterstorff is serving. Big spot for an ace serve here. Dort College fans on their feet in front of me. Taken by Torres. Westerman gets it over to Hawkins. Hawkins with a kill. And Wayland Baptist is now serving for the set and the match. Hawkins with 21 kills. Pretty entertaining volleyball. Serving is Gracia Rivera. Rivera with service. Short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Has to run a bit for it. Set outside Krausman. Krausman tools it off of the block for the kill. 11 kills for Krausman. Dort College trailing 24-23. And it's still match point for Wayland Baptist. Westerman sets it middle. Hawkins. Hawkins blocked at the net, but down on the Dort College side. And Wayland Baptist survives. They knock off the Dort College defenders in four. 25-17, 26-24, 20-25, and 25-23. Shahala Hawkins finishes it with her 22nd kill of the match. And the Dort College defenders see their season come to a close in the first round of elimination play at the 2013 NAIA Volleyball National Championship. Wayland Baptist advances on. They will face the Masters this evening at 5:45, while the Dort College Defenders close the year at 28-9. Wayland Baptist advances on with a 35-6 mark. So the Dort College 2013 volleyball edition comes to a close. Coach Chad Hansen and the team huddling up one last time on the floor. Dort College goes 2-2 at the NAI National Championship, throwing the first round win over Cardinal Stretch. Dort College goes 3-2. Three seniors concluding their careers this morning. Lindsey Flohn, Jocelyn Bausma, and Kayla Brookice concluding their seasons and careers. For that group, their second trip to the National Volleyball Championship. They made it as freshmen back in 2010 when they were eliminated in the opening round. This year they make it out of pool play and are eliminated in the opening round of elimination, in the elimination bracket in this championship. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. We'll be back with more from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City right after this. Dort College volleyball season comes to a close with a loss to Wayland Baptist this morning, and we can almost say this afternoon at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa. Wayland Baptist advances on in the bracketed portion of the championship with a 3-1 win over the defenders. They will face the Masters tonight at 5:45. And the other match also completed on court number one, Midland, a 3-1 winner over Northwestern. So the Midland Warriors will face Texas or Brownsville tonight at 5:45 in that other quarterfinal round contest. Matches upcoming, Grandview versus Georgetown, Columbia taking on Madonna. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This one had lots of twists and turns before it was all said and done. The Dort College defenders trailed all of set number one before losing 25-17. Set number two, this is where the match really hinged, and Dort College within a whisker of knotting things up after Wayland Baptist looked like a world beater. Up 19-11, Dort College staged a comeback, eventually tied it at 22-all, took the lead at 23-22 on a Brooke Wolterstorff kill. A Hawkins kill for Wayland Baptist, knotted it at 23, and then Jenna Horseman had a kill for a 24-23 lead. So Dort College was serving for the set and could have gone up, could have tied it at that point with a point. But Wayland Baptist comes back with three straight points, two Hawkins kills, and an attack error by the defenders. Wayland Baptist had a commanding 2-0 lead in that best-of-five match. Set number three, Dort College able to seize control after it was tied 14-14, scored three in a row to go up 17-14, and Wayland Baptist was never able to crawl back in it. Dort College wins it on back-to-back kills by Brooke Wolterstorff, 25-20, the final. Set number four, Dort College in front early, got up 14-9, looked like they had it rolling. Wayland Baptist fights back within striking distance and eventually tie it at 18-18 on an attack error. We were tied again at 19, we were tied again at 21, but two kills by Hawkins made it 23-21. Dort College fought back to make it 24-23 on a kill by Wolterstorff and then a kill by Krausman. But Wayland Baptist has enough at the end as they go on to win it 25-23. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at the numbers. Right after this, this is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Wireless World postgame wrap continues. Still no sign of Coach Chad Hansen. We will go through the numbers. Dort College 62 kills, Wayland Baptist 59. Dort College a 202 kill efficiency, Wayland Baptist 279. Dort College 60 assists, Wayland Baptist 56. Dort College 68 digs, Wayland Baptist 70. For Dort College, they were led today by Brooke Walterstorff's 22 kills against 5 errors, 49 total attacks, 347 kill efficiency. 11 for Megan Krausman against 3 errors and 25 total attacks, a 320 kill efficiency. 10 kills for Lindsay Flohn, 4 errors, 18 total attacks, 333 is what she finished with for a kill efficiency. Jenna Horstman with 10 kills against 8 errors, 38 total swings, a 53 kill efficiency. Kayla Gasink put up 56 assists. Back to the kill numbers, Gasink with 4 kills as well, and Elizabeth Keel had 5. Dig totals, Door College topped by Kayla Brookeis with 21 digs. 12 for Siri Nelson, 12 for Brooke Walterstorff. For Wayland Baptist, Shahala Hawkins, 23 kills. 12 for Chelsea Driscoll, and 12 for Grecia Rivera. Hawkins hit 408 for the match, 23 kills, 3 errors, and 49 total attacks. Set assists, Ashley Westerman had 47. And she also had 14 digs. She was tops on the team in that category. Grecia Rivera with 12 digs and 11 for Natasha Giacomazzi. As a team, Dort College had 7 service aces. Wayland Baptist had 2. Dort College had 6 service errors. Wayland Baptist did not have a service error this afternoon. I should say this morning. And Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and we will thread the microphone cord over to him. And Coach, always a difficult time after a match. The season comes to a close. You're dealing with a loss, and you're dealing with the emotions of a season coming to an end. But a pretty well-played volleyball match by your team. It seemed like once you got those first set and a half out of the way, team was able to play a pretty high level of volleyball.
Yeah, that was. And the thing I can feel good about, Mike, through this very difficult loss is I feel like we really left it out there on the floor. I don't think we have any questions in our minds like, well, what if or could we? Certainly there's little moments, and in a tight game where it's 25-23, that's a one or two play difference throughout the course of that entire game. But there's no part of me that says, oh, man, we just gave up 0-3 to Biola. We played a very good team that's playing hot volleyball, and we played pretty hot volleyball against a good team, and we are a good team. And I'm pleased to be in this moment with knowing that we came in here as the number 15-ranked team in the country, and we made it within the top 12. That's a neat finish for a program in the GPAC that was fourth out of conference.
Set number two, you get down 19-11, and it was a very critical point at that juncture that your team mount a comeback. You were able to do that, and you came within a whisker, this thing being 1-1 after that. At that set, you caught a little bit of a break in the fact that Rivera left for a point or two. She wasn't the same player when she returned. But just those little moments in set number two, it could have been 1-1 very easily.
Yeah, so much. And that's where I was really encouraged. And I told the team, we're not even playing our best volleyball, due to some of the errors that we're having and kind of the hole that we had to recover out of in that second set. We really came on strong to finish that. So I felt we were in a great spot starting that third set. Carrying forward just the serve and serve-receive efficiency. And defensively, I felt like we had some great, great schemes going against their different hitters. But number three for them, sheesh.
Shahala Hawkins, yep.
23 kills on 49 swings. She's a great athlete, and there's a reason they've got her up there starting at left front for every single rotation.
Set number four, felt like, it certainly looked like, or felt like, for half of that set, we're going to set five. Yeah. You get up 14-9. Wayland Baptist regrouped a little bit, and then they got Hawkins in the front row, number three, who you're talking about. And then it was just swapping points, and that's where you talk about those little instances, that one play here and there.
Yeah.
It can be a pretty big difference. Talk about set number four, though, as a whole.
Okay.
Rather than isolating one play or two, what was your team doing well early on that allowed you to build up a lead, and then what changed or what did Wayland Baptist begin to do that maybe gave you a little trouble?
So on the whole for set four, I think we continued to serve well and kept them out of system and more predictable. That really freed our defense up. I could see them trying to work through, you know, where to swing, who to set. And, you know, in those moments, I had a lot of confidence for us continuing on through that fourth set. The interesting part is, as they were working through their serve-receive on the front end of that set, about the middle of that set, where we've got a maybe four-point cushion or so, we then had some serve-receive struggles. Just trying to swing and score, you know, I think we were passing the ball well. But that narrowed the gap and made it a close finish on the scoreboard anyways. And so it was no longer about a cushion where you can take some risks. It was about being very efficient with every ball touch. And we did that, you know, up until the very end.
Before we move on to wrap up the season, after watching Wayland Baptist play today, my comment early on was, how does a team like that end up as the 19th rated team in the country in the final poll? They flew under the radar, and they're making the quarterfinals. That was a very good, not flashy, but very solid team you played today.
Absolutely, and I talked with their coach, who's been at Wayland Baptist for a number of years. I talked with him before the match, and he shared the same thing, kind of like, you know, we're a team that's been under the radar quite a bit, and every coach wants to see their program ranked high and to be well recognized. There's no doubt in my mind that that team is a top 10, top 12 team. And they'll make some noise here probably this afternoon as well if they can stay healthy. And number 15, like you mentioned, stepped out for a point or two. If they recover from that and can play some healthy, strong volleyball, they are a worthy opponent. I'm honored to have faced them. Very quality, classy group of young women on their side, and just overall a good match for us to really compete in and feel like we gave great effort.
This is always the difficult part. You come down to this stage, you're happy to be playing, you continue playing, and you always want to play one more, and it comes to a halt. There's no preparing for it, and for three of your seniors today, that's it in terms of organized volleyball for them.
Yeah.
Kayla Brookice, Jocelyn Bausma, and Lindsay Flohn, and I would say all three played pretty well down here this week, and really nothing to be ashamed of for those three players.
That's exactly right, Mike. A little choked up thinking about those three. They have continued to really give themselves fully to this program, and every single day in the gym they're asking, you know, how can we grow? How can we improve as athletes? How can we perfect the slide? How can we dig a ball better? What about serve receive? You know, every aspect. They've completely trusted our staff and invested themselves. And I can truly say that that has made a tremendous difference for us through the course of the season in the longevity of it. They've not, you know, it's been years. 2005 is what I saw on the website since Dort's been in this single elimination portion on Friday. So historically, no athlete in our program has been in that spot to have the history of saying, hey, this is what it's like and this is how we do it and don't think about this, but think about that. And a very veteran group for not having been veteran experienced in this tournament. And I don't know if we want to. I would like to definitely talk about each one. I don't know if you want to go through or.
That's fine. Let's begin with Jocelyn Bausma.
Jocelyn, just a fire plug of a young woman. Early on, I could tell that Jocelyn was going to be a stick of dynamite, and how long the fuse was is something that she's really matured in, and I don't mean that in a negative way with dynamite. She's very composed and very passionate about playing this game and winning and competing and helping her team in any way possible. And that explosiveness in the dynamite reference is something that the team really feeds off of and looks to her and counts on her to be that spark for us. And just a joy to coach Jocelyn. I'm so blessed for all the wonderful interactions and the times in the gym to help her grow and mature. And you know, all of this stuff that I've mentioned is skill related, but her heart's even more impressive in her faith, how she communicates. her walk with the Lord, how she encourages and meets with individuals on our team. Johnson just truly is a wonderful defender ambassador for volleyball and for Dort College. And she will do very well in marriage and in the nursing profession as God has blessed her with continued academic success there in that field.
Jump over to Lindsay Flowen, middle blocker for the defenders, four-year regular for Dort College, and talk about Lindsay.
Lindsay Flowen was a brand new experience for me in that coming into this program 3 years ago, she was Lindsay Mormon in her maiden name, and got married last summer. And I just share that in a new discovery for me of my preconceived notions that in the married life, you can be distracted in a wonderful way. You can be distracted away from work. You can be distracted away from other relationships. And Lindsay actually has continued to really invest in every relationship on this team and really be a wonderful godly leader for us in how she communicates and the small groups that she's led. And I know her husband Aaron, and he's a really neat guy. And apart from knowing him, you'd never guess with Lindsay's involvement in the team, you'd never guess that she's hurrying to get home to a husband in the sense that she really cares about each person on our team. Lindsay's athleticism on the court and dynamic ability to run quick routes, change direction. She really grew and expanded her skills as a blocker. That was a strong focus for her over the last 2 years to close the block, to press on the block and be more successful. I don't know the statistical factor there for this season, but I do believe she really grew and committed herself in that way. And attacking efficiency, she was at one point in this current season, she was number three in the country for attacking efficiency as a middle. And that's just a credit to her drive, her eagerness to approach each day with growth and humility to improve.
Finally, Kayla Brookice, a player who went through some transitions at Dort College, didn't play a whole lot as a freshman, if I remember correctly. I ended up as the libero the last 2 years. Kayla Brookice, senior from Edgerton, Minnesota.
Kayla Brookice, what a neat, young, athletic, godly woman. Her ability to stay very level-headed, I would say, is a great asset for us in that libero role. And early on, as I came into the program in her sophomore year, she had some neat skill aspects to being a libero that needed greater mental strength and consistency. And through that sophomore into junior year, she really developed in a neat way through that mental toughness aspect of being a libero. But the athleticism that she has and the fact that the basketball team's been in season now for, almost 2 months, and they've been waiting for her to get in their program so that she can help them as well on the basketball court speaks to the kind of athlete that she is and the talent that she has with any ball that has air in it. And just a true joy of a competitor. With each of these, particularly with Jocelyn and with Kayla Brookice, those two, as a coach-player relationship, the three of us would have some fun banter back and forth in the team buses and travel and practices. They were very respectful at all times, but just some neat interactions that I'm definitely going to miss from those two and with Lindsay as well in that mix.
You put the finish on this season. And as a coach, I believe it's only natural you think about next season as well. The importance of this team and these players advancing in the national championship into play today, what does that do for a program just to have the opportunity to play at this level for 3 or 4 days at the end of the season?
Oh, it's so sweet, Mike. The experience that these younger athletes have now playing in December, and I haven't had a chance to talk with them in the locker room, but this experience to play in December is so worthwhile. And a season that, to start August, mid-August, with practices and several times a day in the gym, these young athletes now know what this feels like and the neat support that we have from our fans and our student body. administration around campus and throughout the community. I think there's a renewed excitement for what we can accomplish in the spring and developing our skills further and developing the relationships further. I think it just adds deeper roots to the history of this program and the ability of each of our athletes to grow and expand in their roles. I really am excited and encouraged for this neat moment. And the crazy part is we finished fourth in conference. I mean, if that's where our season ended, we'd walk away going, ah. But to have that conference, a tough conference schedule, and then get this experience is kind of like, oh yeah, well, let's take care of things in conference next year too, and really build more momentum and confidence and get even better seated, et cetera, coming into this tournament. So there's great growth potential ahead. And I think our younger athletes will quickly recognize that once they get a chance to reflect on what we've done this 2013 season.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on a fantastic season. Always ends about one match shorter than you would like it to, but congratulations on an outstanding year.
Thank you, Mike, and a true thank you to you again for your work. You continue to amaze me with your voice and your passion and energy, and you'll broadcast four different events in one day, and I can't tell if it's your first or your fourth. You are truly gifted, and I know every fan near and far listening on the web or radio is incredibly impressed and blessed for you to be with Dort College. So thank you for all of your work, too.
Thanks.
Chokes me up thinking about you.
You'll get over it. Thanks for the kind words, and we will wrap things up here from the Tyson Event Center, where the Dort College Defenders see their season come to a close as they fall to Wayland Baptist 3-1. Again, the final scores 25-17, 26-24, 20-25, 25-23. Wayland Baptist advances 35-6. Dort College closes the year at 25-9. That's going to do it for our broadcast this morning and into this afternoon of Dort College Volleyball. Tune in tomorrow. We're off to Seward, Nebraska, deep into the heart of Nebraska. Doubleheader, Dort College versus Concordia. 2 o'clock start time for that women's basketball game and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM tomorrow afternoon. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good day.